argue. I mean, I'm not. You could argue. I'm not sure. So the question here is, again, it's Megillah Nuchav Avamavayis. So it's some of the coverings of Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzah, that kind of a thing. They're protected. Maybe it would be like those boxes, that the black boxes that you have on your Tefillin, you know? Maybe those. I'm not sure. But it's basically something which is like a covering, protector, for the Tefillin or for the Sefer Torah. So the thing is, it's like a Tashmish of Kedusha. It services the Torah and therefore has Kedusha. So the Gemara says, of course. We know the halacha that which services the Torah has kedusha. Why would I think not? So it says, no, you might think that since it's made totally for protection, not for kavod, but for protection, and since it's made for kavod, not for protection, you'd say that doesn't have kedusha. So with the Kamash Malan, the Gemara teaches you, no, it's not true. So we were just saying, logically, there's two ways to learn. Why not? Why is it not true? Is it saying, no, it comes to teach you that, in fact, it is made for kavod? You might have thought that that's not kavod, but no, it's teaching you it is kavod. Or the other way to learn would be to say, it comes to teach you that it doesn't matter. Even if it is purely for protection, it still has kedusha. Right? Like, there are two ways to learn of what the Gemara means there. Is it saying that it does function for kavod? You would have thought it didn't function for kavod. It teaches you it does. Or no, you would have thought it doesn't function for kavod and therefore it doesn't have kedusha. Comes and teaches you that it doesn't matter. Who cares? Doesn't matter that it's only for protection. It still has kedusha. Still has kedusha. Right? The difference would be, if you really had an object which really did only function for protection and not for kavod, then would it have kedusha or not? According to the first way of learning, then it wouldn't. But according to the second way, it doesn't matter. So I think there's machlokas in the Rishon and Achron about how to learn that. Those are both legitimate ways to learn. I think Arzurua learns one way, I think the Grell learns the other. I didn't see them inside myself, but I was learning with Rabbi Weiss, and he has the Masifta Shas, and it kind of quoted them, so I'm kind of going with their word. But the question to me, altogether, is, I mean, what's the difference, really? Who really cares? I mean, bottom line is, it's servicing the Torah. What's the difference? Is it protecting it? Is it for kavod? I mean, either way, it should be Tashmisha Kedusha. It should be that which services the Torah. And it should have Kedusha. Like, well, it sounds like it's splitting hairs. What's the difference if it's protection or if it's protection or it's kavod? Isn't it kavod to protect the Torah? What does kavod even mean? Isn't that kavod? Like, what are these? It's just the whole distinction to me sounds like a little bit funny. Right, is everybody with me here? So you might, the more saying is that you might say that these coverings don't have kedusha, don't have sanctity, because they're merely protective. They're merely for protection. They're not for kavod. They're just for protection. So my question is, so what? So who cares that they're merely for protection? Either way, they should still have kedusha. Isn't the idea that which is like associated with the Torah, that which services the Torah, has kedusha? What's the difference if it's for protection or if it's for kavod? Shouldn't it be the same thing? Like, what's the sense of having that distinction? And altogether, I don't understand exactly, isn't that a kavod to the Torah that you're protecting it? It seems like altogether like a false dichotomy here. Like, what's this? What are these two different things? No, that's true, but neither does Naron, for instance. You know? There's the idea of the something which has got a name in it itself is a davar shebekdusha. It means it's a thing which has kedusha. Then there's something like an aron, which itself doesn't have a name, but it services. It's called tashmishe kedusha. that which services the Kedusha. So, like, for example, the tefillin straps, those are called Tashmishei Kedusha, because they just service the tefillin. They hold the tefillin onto you, or whatever, you know? So, there's an idea of, like, Tashmishei Kedusha, that which services the Kedusha. So, the thing is, this isn't made for kavod. This is purely like, you know, this is really a thing of protection. Right, so I'm just saying is, what's the sense of having such a distinction altogether? Who really cares? That's... But I mean, just because it's step one doesn't mean that it should have Kedusha. I mean, step one might be I put on my glasses, but that doesn't mean that there's some Kedusha in my glasses. So just because, I mean, it seems like the reason why it would have Kedusha is not just because of step one, but because it's like services the Torah. So since it services it, like an Aron is like is the holder of the Torah. And there's some sort of a respect that it gives the Torah that has a special holder, special case. You don't just keep it anywhere, but it's a special thing. So that's like a kavod, it would seem. But this saying is, what does this thing do? So this protects it. So I'm saying, what's the difference if it's for protection or if it's just like some sort of, what does it even mean? This is for kavod, but not for protection. Like, what are these two categories exactly? And why should they matter? It's like, this is the first time in the sugya, all of a sudden, they were pulling out this distinction. And now all of a sudden, this matters. This is a thing, kavod. Just as a first step, just to define a little less than you guys are saying first, and then maybe we'll go in that direction. But just to say less, I mean, what is practically, what's the difference? So in one of them, and maybe this is included what you're saying, but in one of them, it basically, protection, it's like a physical object that's like is worth money, something like that. It's like, you know, you don't want to break. So you protect it, right? So it's like it services it, that it maintains it intact, doesn't break, that kind of thing, which is fine. That's important. You have to keep it in Torah in good condition, so you have a protection, right? But in the other one, it's like an aron is not just that. An aron is saying, I don't just put down a Torah anywhere. Not just because of protection, but it has a special home. I don't just leave. Something which is important to you, you don't just put anywhere. You have a special storage place for it. You have a special, like, baseball, which is signed by, I don't know, Babe Ruth, you put it in a special case. Not only because you don't want it to break. It's just like that's what you do with special items, things which are important. You treat them with respect. You give them a special location. you give them something nice, you adorn them, you make some sort of wrap, whatever. It's basically, you treat it with respect. Respect is more than just a practical idea that I don't want it to break. I don't want it to break is true, but a lot of things you don't want it to break, even not respectful items. Things which are not important, but they just have worth. You just don't want things to break. You know, you have a glass thing, it's not that significant, but you just put it in a special thing because you don't want it to break. It doesn't necessarily mean it's like important to you. But when you have something which is important, you have a special place where you keep it. You treat it nicely. So there's that's an idea of lechavod. There's things which are used which are lechavod, and they express the significance and importance of a thing. And then there are other things which are just functioning in order to protect it. Right, which is a practical, they serve a practical function, but they don't, you know, underscore the importance of the object. Right? You with me? I'm not done yet, but I'm just trying to say what is the difference between lekavod and, you know, and protection. Yeah. Yes. No, then that's kavod. I think that's kavod. Because then you're basically saying, listen, you could have just as well gotten a stainless steel covering or something like that, or maybe hard plastic, but you use a silver thing because you're saying this is important, this is significant, and I'm not just going to treat it like your average thing, but I'm going to get them a top-of-the-line beautiful thing because it's nice and it's important, and I'm going to put a crown on top of it, and I'm going to put this nice felt thing with these little whatever things on it. So that's like that's a statement about the importance and the significance of it. But like my impression of this thing is like it's almost like a sack. Like you want to protect it, so you have some sort of like a leather or some sort of a sack. You know, like let's say you stored the Torah in like a duffel bag or a trunk or I don't know, something like which is just like a purely like a protective covering. But it's not really nice. It's not. It's like a. It's purely like a protection. It's not even necessarily like reserved, special, designated thing. You know, it's a safe deposit box. You know, you put it in your safe deposit box along with all your other stuff. I don't know, something like that. So it's like a functional thing. It doesn't reflect anything significant or important about it. It's just like dealing with it on a practical level. It's a practical protection, right? Okay, so now the question is fine. Okay, very nice. But so what? Bottom line is, in both of them, like it's nice them talking it up and all, but bottom line is they're both Tashmish Kedusha, you could argue. They're both servicing the object, the Torah. So one's a little better and one's a little worse, but why should one have Kedusha and the other or not have Kedusha? You know? So for that, I want to say like this. Is that you could question the premise altogether. Is that and maybe Danny, maybe this is what you're getting at. It's like, I kind of understand, is that if you have a Torah that has Kedusha, because like Larry, as you said, a Torah says Shem Hashem on it. It has God's name on it. It's important. It's an object which brings to mind the significant idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the existence of God, and you can't just treat that object like anything else. Hashem Hashem. Right? Okay. But what's the whole idea? Something which services that has Kedusha. I mean, who cares? It services it. Okay, fine, but it's not it. It doesn't have Hashem Hashem on it. What's the sense? Why doesn't Aron have Kedusha? Because it stores the Torah? Who cares? It stores a Torah. Well, it's whatever, but it's not a Torah. It doesn't say Shem Hashem in it. Why can't I throw out an Aron when I'm done with it? Why do I have to bury it? It's not. It doesn't say God's name on it anywhere. It's history, right? What's the whole concept of Tashmish Kedusha? Why should it be that something which services a Dabar of Kedusha has Kedusha itself? What's the sense of that, right? So maybe the Gemara is holding, at least at this point, according to Havamina, that I'll tell you what the sense is. The sense is as follows. See, it's not, when you have the Torah, it's not like the Torah is like a magical substance, a magical object. The significance of the Torah is the ideas of the Torah, the Shem Hashem, the idea of God, which is reflected through the object of the Torah. Right? Torah says Shem Hashem and reminds you of the existence of God, and therefore the object has significance. Right? Now, when you have something which is, whose a purpose, whose objective, is it's an object which is honors the Torah, which gives casts honor upon the Torah, right? So that object itself, in a certain sense, also teaches an idea. It doesn't teach the idea of God directly. It doesn't have the Shem Hashem, but it basically teaches or reflects the attitude that one should have towards God, towards Kedusha, towards the Davar of Kedusha, towards the Shem Hashem. So it, in that sense, it becomes like part of the Torah in a certain sense. The Torah reflects the idea of God, but the Aron reflects the significance of the idea of God. That it's a davar of kavod. So it's like the object becomes like involved in the message of the Torah. The message of the Torah is the idea of God, and the accompanying Aron, a beautiful silver box, crown, whatever, is a statement, this is an important object. And therefore, it and the Torah and the Aron function together to teach the Aron. The Torah teaches the idea, and the Aron teaches the significance of that idea. So they function together in that capacity. It's the Aron is the object. Anything which gives kavod is like involved in the message of the Torah. But something which protects it. Is it's true it does service the Torah, but just because it services the Torah doesn't mean it has Kedusha. The Kedusha stems from the concepts, from the ideas, and therefore it's only a dove or something which services it in a manner of kavod, which casts that light and that idea, and that's why it too becomes, you know, tied up in the Kedusha. That's the Gemara's Havmina, at least. Why this thing would not have Kedusha. You guys with me or no? Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. What about the straps of the tefillin? That's clear. That's open that that's Tashmish Kedusha. But that's not, arguably, that's a functional thing also. It's just holding it on. Right? Why don't you say that's the same thing as a practical cover, which is protecting it? Why is that like, that's not exactly like kavod. They're not beautiful straps. They're practically, they're holding it on. Right? That's a good question. So why should you say, why doesn't that show that that's wrong? What would you say to that question? Okay, I mean, I think Danny's right. See, the straps, tefillin is a boxes which contain ideas, right? Has Shema in it, whatever, right? Fine. Well, what's the significance of these parshas? Are they important? Are they, what do we do with them? Oh, yeah, they are important. We adorn ourselves with them. We put them on our head and on our arm through using straps. So what the straps do is they allow it, allow us to express that this is what we carry around on us. This is what we wear. So the straps allow us, the wearing of the tefillin is not just an accidental thing. It's saying, this is our adornment, this is what we wear on our heads, the Shem Hashem. So it's like, it's the straps really function with the parshas in the tefillin to indicate the significance of the parshas. Not like a beautiful aron, which just shows that it's important because it has a reserved designated spot, but because it's used to secure it on my head. So I walk around and show people that Shem Hashem is called upon me. So it's like they too function to bring about the significance of what tefillin are. Torah is brought about through, it has a reserve to specify a nice spot. Tefillin through the fact that I'm going to carry around on my head, and the straps are that which enable that. But the protective is a totally different thing. That's purely practical, so it doesn't get ruined. That's more just like avoiding a negative. You don't want it to break. It doesn't reflect a positive idea. It's more avoiding a negative idea. So that, I'd say, there's no condition for that. Okay, so now the question is, but the Gemara concludes, in fact, that this box actually does have Kedusha. This is all what the Gemara would have thought. But Rava comes along and teaches us, nope, it's not true. The box does have Kedusha. And the question is, why? Why? So one way to learn is to say that he's teaching you that it doesn't matter, even if it doesn't function for Kavod. Even if it doesn't function for Kavod, it does not matter. It still has Kedusha. It still has Kedusha. Even if it functions merely for practical purposes, for protection, it still has Kedusha. Right? In which case, he would be saying that this is all a nice theory, that Kedusha stems from that which conceptually enhances underscores the importance and the role of the idea of Shem Hashem. That's nice, but that's not true. That's not the end-all and be-all of what Tashmish and Kedusha are. But rather, a Torah is an important item, and that which functions with a Torah, that which services a Torah, is, so to speak, identified, associated with the Torah, and gets drawn up in the limelight of the Torah, so to speak. Is the Torah is so important that it even makes that which associates with it important. It would be like if a hotshot movie star, everyone he hangs out with, now becomes an important person. Then what would they do? They're simply by association. By association. So the Gemara, according to this way of learning, which I think the Gra learns this way, I'm not sure, but I think I learned this way. According to this way of learning, is that the Tashmish Kedusha, the Kedusha on that which services the Torah, is not only because it functions in the conceptual mission of Torah, so to speak, but merely that which is associated with the Torah partakes of its Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Torah, it's so important and so significant that even that which is associated with it can't be treated like a mere, you know, plain object. You know, it's like drawn up in the significance of the Torah. Right? So who cares if it's only protection? Protection for what? Protection for the Torah? Wow, that's not just the box. That's a special box. We can't just throw that out. It's like there's a minhag Gemara. Maybe we did it a little bit, but like when the king dies, so you kill his horses, because that's a special horse. Nobody else could ride that horse. It's like that's associated as the king's horse, so it can't be used by anybody else. It's like it's too important. So it's not like a horse is a king, but it's associated with the king, and it shows the significance of the king that we don't just take his stuff and just use it for anything. Similar type of an idea. So according to this way of learning, that's what Gemara's teaching us, is that the Kedusha is not only based upon that which is involved in the, you know, in the cover of the Torah, in the conceptual teaching of the Torah, but anything which is associated with the Torah, anything that functions for the Torah is Taz Kedusha. Okay? So far so good? Okay, that's one way to learn. But the other way to learn is that, no, it's not saying that. It's saying, Kamash Malan, that, no, really, if the thing really is totally for practical, right, it's a practical thing just for protection, really, it wouldn't have Kedusha. But, Kamash Malan, it's teaching you that this thing really is for Kavod. right? And therefore, it does have kedusha. Which is kind of funny, because what's the Gemara's Havinos? Like, I would have thought, was it like a practical thing? I would have thought that this thing is for protection. No, it's teaching you, it's for kavod. So it's like, what are the facts here? It almost sounds like factual. Right? Sounds like a factual question. What are the facts? We don't know what this item is. We can't possibly decide on that. And how was it like? The Gemara is teaching you what practically that it's a service. It's there for kavod. I mean, what is it? Is it there for practical? Is it there for kavod? Right. It's like a strange factual way to learn the Gemara that way. Right. So just in terms of pshat, I mean, I was learning through Rabbi Weiss. CD, and he thought maybe the pshat of it. I mean, I'm not sure if he was basing it on someone because he had this Masifta Gemara. I don't know, but he wanted to say just the pshat of it is that maybe this item, its like primary purpose is for protection, but it secondarily functions. It's nice. Secondarily, it gives cover. So you might say that since it's primarily for protection, so it doesn't have kedusha, so it comes along the Gemara and teaches you, no, it's not true, it's for kavod. Means it functions for kavod also. And since it functions for kavod also, so it has kedusha. In which case, the Gemara's question would be, and this is what we have to define, we have to explain a little better, but if something is primarily not for kavod, it's primarily for protection, but it secondarily also does give kavod, does that have kedusha or not? But according to this logic, if something is like totally removed from kavod and is totally for protection, then it wouldn't have kedusha. Would not. I think this is like the way, again, I didn't see inside, but I think this is the way the Arza Rua learns. So the question is, what's the idea that way? What would be the logic to say that if it's primarily for, you know, for function, for protection, and it's only secondarily for kavod, it wouldn't have kedusha? And rather, what's the maskana, which is saying, no, it doesn't matter. Either way. Even if it's secondarily for kavod, it's also okay. Oh, that's what they do? Well, I think it's saying by an aron, it's primarily for kavod. It's primarily, the idea is you're giving it a separate, special place to itself. It's a special holy box. But I think these vili, they're really, like we're saying, they're linture, they're for protection. But they still do give kavod. So it's not just flipping back and forth and saying, as I would think, that they're totally protection. No, they're totally kavod. And it's like, how do you just change, flip back and forth like that? The thing is, no, I might think that they're protection, that's their essential nature, and therefore they don't have kedusha. Mashmalah, no, they still also do give kavod. So you don't have to say that it's changing the facts, it's just changing how that fact is going to play out in the halacha. It's a different way of looking at it. In terms of the reading, or in terms of the pshat? As smooth as what? As the first way we were learning it, or? Well, the only problem with the first way is that that first idea, the premise of the Gemara originally was that kavod, the Tashmish Kedusha is always tied to kavod, which was a nice concept. You know, to an object which functions in the conceptual ideas of the Torah. So according to first way we learned it, the maskana is no, it has nothing to do with that. That's wrong. Nothing to do with that idea. Anything, you know? This way, the maskana still maintains the havamina, still agrees with that underlying idea that the kedusha, of Tashmishe kedusha, is tied in with the conceptual idea and significance of the Torah. It's not just anything which functions for it. So there is something appealing to maintaining that idea. But we still have to define the, I mean, that's just an advantage of it. It still doesn't exactly explain the idea. Just showing why it's, it would be desired to work it out. Yeah, okay, so let me tell you this, is that I don't even know if I'm adding that much to what I'm saying here, but so, again, we're saying is, I guess, the Torah itself has Kedusha, because the Torah contains God's name, let's say, right? Contains Shem Hashem, the ideas of Shem Hashem, all that. Now you're telling me that something which is service, who's like an Aron, whose identity is that which gives Kavod, that which gives kavod to the Torah, that also has Kedusha. Because that really goes with the Torah. The Torah teaches the ideas of God, and the Aron teaches the significance of those ideas. Right? So that's an object which really goes side by side. It underscores, it's like the underscoring of what a Torah is. Saying is, the Torah is an important object, it's something significant. So that has Kedusha. So I would say that's all well and good by something whose definition is a honorer of the Torah. It's that which honors the Torah. That's what it is. So it's an object whose identity is that which teaches this idea about Torah, about Shem Hashem. But if you have something the definition of which is a protective covering, so it might be that you make it a pretty protective covering, and you give it a little frills, you make it a little bit nice, so it has a secondary function of kavod. But the essence of what is it? It's not a teacher of ideas, it's essentially a protective, practical thing. So I'd say that doesn't have Kedusha. The Kedusha extends to an object whose identity, whose essence is a Torah and answer, that which teaches, underscores the ideas of Torah, right? An object of Kavod Torah. But once the object is a practical object, a protector, a physical protector, so then it's not going to have Kedusha, right? Kamash Malon, it's teaching you, no, is that the idea of the Torah is so significant, is that anything which functions, which bottom line is, functions to indicate the significance of the Torah, also partakes of the Kavod of the Torah. It doesn't matter that its primary definition is that it's a practical thing. That doesn't matter. The point is bottom line is, the image of the Torah is enhanced through this object, because it does function for Kavod. So since it does function in that capacity, so it now partakes of the Kedusha of the Torah, and it can't throw it out. So it's not only because its essential definition is something which teaches, brings Kavod to the Torah, but it's simply the fact that it functions in that capacity gives it the Kedusha. So it doesn't matter whether that's its primary purpose or it just does function that way. Who cares? It still has the Kedusha because it's the function of Kavod which gives it the Kedusha, not the fact that that's its identity, that's its definition. So it's showing you, this Gemara then, it's sticking with that same idea all along, it's just showing you the extent of it. There's a halacha that Tashmish Kedusha, that Kavod isn't only on the Torah itself, but even on that which shows the significance of the Torah. But is it only to the extent where that's the essential definition of an object? Or is it that function itself intrinsically as Kedusha? Even if it's not the essential identity of the object, but the function itself will give it the Kedusha. So it's like showing you how far that idea goes. Whereas according to the other way of learning, the Mahatma Gemara's Haim Haskalah is showing you, no, the Kedusha has nothing to do with that. It's a totally different idea. You know what I mean?